Yo, welcome to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live, your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution with clear breaking news, culture, matic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Sorry for being a little bit tardy, guys. We usually do the Simply Bitcoin IRLs live, but because of some scheduling, we actually recorded the episode about it like literally 5-10 minutes before this. You guys are going to be stoked with who the guests are. Opti, should we tell them? No, Opti says no, so we're not going to tell you guys, but you guys will find out very, very soon. We're very, very stoked for that episode. I really enjoyed recording it. Anyways, no more delay. Today's show is going to be about, you know, and actually, we were actually talking about this just now, and we actually got bashed when we started noticing this, right? Nayib Bukele is doing wonders for El Salvador. He just announced that he's basically going to remove the taxes for tech innovations. And what is the unintended consequence of that? The unintended consequence is that there's going to be more businesses moving to El Salvador, attracting more Bitcoiners. El Salvador is Bitcoin country, right? And while all of this is happening, right, we're seeing, you know, the empire crumble, so to speak, right? You're seeing, you know, the house on fire, whether it's, you know, the responses by Powell, you know, the banking system insecurity. And what I see in El Salvador is this shining bright light of hope, the city on the hill, so to speak. And it's really, really awesome to see this. So we're going to talk about all that. We have all the details, like always. You guys know the deal. We're Simply Bitcoin. But before we start the show, I want to bring up my awesome co-host, always optimistic. How you doing, Opti? I think it's the first time we're late in a very, very long time.
Hey, well, what did you tell me in the past? You know, what's the word I'm looking for? Just give them a little time so they can sit and simmer and wait for the show. But yeah, man, you made me have to talk an extra 5 minutes on the spaces this morning. Have nothing prepared, but I honestly think you guys are going to like this conversation that we just recorded. It was a great conversation. And yeah, Nico, like you just said, man, at least there's confirmation that we are not just reading into things and we are not as dumb as we look, I guess, just to say nicely.
Anyways, before we get to the show, I want to bring my awesome guest today. Doug, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good, man. I think you've seen a lot of the inner workings of Simply that a lot of people don't see very often. So welcome to the show,
bro. Yeah, this is what it's like. The curtain has been removed.
It's a lot more chaotic, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right, everybody. Busy this morning.
Yep. All right, everybody, let's start the show. We got a lot to talk about. Let's do it.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. All right, everybody, I also want to tell you about Bitcoin 2023. It's going to be the largest Bitcoin conference on planet Earth. You definitely don't want to miss it. You could take advantage of the promo code, all caps, Simply, to get yourself a big discount on the tickets. Let's go through some of the speaker list, shall we? So we have Michael Lewis, Arthur Hayes, Michael Saylor, Jack Maulers, KC, creator of Ordinals, Alex Gladstein, Greg Foss, Stacey Herbert, Preston Pish, Matt O'Dell, Lynn Alden, Peter McCormack, Jeff Booth, Robert Breedlove, Caitlin Long, James Lavish. Opti and I are there, I'm pretty sure. Yep, there we are. You definitely don't want to miss this.
Whoa, look it up. Look at that guy.
Look at that. Oh, look at that. We're smiling. Anyways, guys, you definitely don't want to miss the biggest Bitcoin celebration ever, Bitcoin 2023. Promo code Simply to get yourself a big discount on the tickets. At the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 28,050 sats per dollar, 3,565 block height, 783,924 reachable Bitcoin node, 17,096. Blocks through having 56,076, having estimate April 20th, 2024, total Lightning Network capacity, 5,403 Bitcoin, capacity value, $151 million, realized monetary inflation, 1.76%, and the market capitalization of Bitcoin, $542 billion with a B. In the grand scheme of things, Bitcoin is still a baby. Anyways, today I want to talk about this, right? And a recent video came out by Opti's ex-girlfriend, Christine Lagarde. And she was talking about this 1,000 euro limit. I'm going to play you guys a clip and then we'll dive into the article a bit. Anyways, check it out.
The problem is they don't want to be controlled. They don't want to...
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Now we have in Europe this threshold. Above 1,000 euros, you cannot pay cash. If you do, you are on the gray market.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you're paying more than 1,000... And that, think about it, right? If you're paying more than $1,000, 1,000 euros... and you're not using the system, you know, gray market, you're a criminal, right? This is a crazy world. This is a crazy world. And what about, you know, and their excuses, right? You know, terrorism, you know, money laundering, all this stuff. But do you really want to live in a world where a bureaucratic elite basically are dictating, you know, what the amount is? And who's to say, because this is the law now, right? It's 1,000 euros now. What about 5 years from now when they move it down to 500? Or they move it down to 250. What about when they get rid of cash altogether, right? Like, this is the world that they want you living in. And what Bitcoiners are advocating for is, like, no one deserves that type of godlike control. No one deserves that. Governments have a history of abusing the power that's bestowed to them, right? What Bitcoiners are advocating for is, like, look, it's rules without rulers. There is no limit, so to speak, right? You can store your money. I don't want to use their system. And remember, the reason I focus on the 1,000 euro limit is because this is the same limit that was implemented during the MiCA regulations, right? This is the same 1,000 euro arbitrary number. Why is it 1,000 euros? Is it, you know, above 1,000 euros, all of a sudden you become a criminal? What is going on there? So yeah, Opti, I don't know what you did to her, bro, but like... You know, she wants revenge, bro. She wants revenge. That's what I got to say about that.
Well, let's make it clear. I dumped her, Nico, so that's probably what she's mad about. But no, in all seriousness, obviously, Christine Lagarde, the central planners of the world, are doing their best to control capital. They understand, I think what we understand as Bitcoiners, is that the cracks are showing in the system. And they don't want people to escape. And $1,000 limits, like, that's a tiny limit. There's no way you're going to be able to actually move any money around, any real money around, if the limit is only $1,000. And I mean, it is Christine Lagarde, and we just have to remember what her famous quote is. If there's an escape route, people will use it. And so again, I don't think we can be naive into believing that they don't know what they're doing. I think they are very clear in their intentions. And it's not so much what they say, it's what they're trying to do. And they're trying to stop capital from leaving the system. Whether that capital is going into Bitcoin right now, I think we're still very early in that process. But as we can see from the Bitcoin price, as we saw the last couple of weeks, banks are blowing up and the Bitcoin price pumped. So I think there is some signal into the idea that people are waking up to the idea that Bitcoin is the escape valve. Bitcoin is the safety boat. And you have safety in sats. And so, of course, they are petrified of what Bitcoin can allow for the average citizen or the average person around the world. And they're doing their best to stop capital flight into Bitcoin. And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to intensify from here. So, again, we reference Corey's piece all the time, The Race to Avoid the War. And I think we are starting to see the very early innings of people escaping the fiat system into Bitcoin. Now, of course, we are very early. We're still a very small minority of the global population. But the signal is spreading and more people are waking up to the idea that the only thing you can truly own is Bitcoin. The only real money in the world, the true freedom money of the world, is Bitcoin. And it's only a matter of time until these central planners push too hard, Barbra Streisand effect Bitcoin. And they're like, wait, why do you want to stop me from using Bitcoin? I thought it was nothing. And it's only going to kick the domino and just basically start the race to really, really take over the world. And hey, we're here for it. We're early. We got our bags packed. And it's just awesome to be a Bitcoiner, even though they are pushing very hard. It does get a little dark, but
yes. To answer your question, Elaine, yes.
But before, hold on. Before I get trolled out,
that's why Chrissy's upset right now.
Nico, stop it. Before I get trolled out more, I think it's very important to point out the fact that BitCup pointed out earlier that Christine Lagarde is the criminal, not us. We just want to hold a money that doesn't steal from us. Like, why are we criminals for this?
Yeah. Well. Oh man. Opti's upset.
I'm starting strong today.
Doug, what are your thoughts on all this, bro? What are your thoughts on all this madness?
Well, can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yeah, you're coming in great.
Well, right now I think I'm definitely seeing a coordinated effort on all fronts. I kind of feel like they recently got together in Davos or something like that and decided to coordinate as a team. And you're like, why else would you see so many things in such quick succession happen over in Europe, in Canada, in the US? You know, like, there's all kinds of just FUD and attacking going on right now. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I created the site that I did that kind of even brought me to you guys today. But yeah, like, I think we need to start using Bitcoin the way it was originally intended and not rely as much on the on and off ramps that they can try to manipulate and, you know, the whole choke point 2.0 thing. So
we gotta build alternative systems, right, out of this centralized madhouse. And you know, that's what it's about. That's what the Beesh initiative is about. That's the tool. Bitcoin will empower you to do that as well, right? This is the peaceful revolution. This is why we're here. And I don't know about you, Opti. Maybe this is too strong to say in the very beginning, but we will win this. We will win this. And Chrissy will be resentful or regretful that she broke up with Opti. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the news. Let's do this.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gap Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
All right, everybody. So let's talk about the nation state on the Shining Hill. El Salvador, or the English translation, excuse me, the Savior, which, you know, mainstream, well, what I call really mainstream, or the replacement of mainstream podcasters are starting to notice as well. On Timcast IRL, you know, Tim said two things. He's like, I hear Max and Stacy's voice in the background and they're noticing what is happening in El Salvador, right? You have a president who has a 90% approval rating, dropping down the crime rate, bringing major economic opportunity to their country. And you know what? Maybe that's what's happened. And we got a lot of crap for that last time when we said it. But you know what? I'm unapologetically going to double down on that. No freaking shame. Okay. I do think El Salvador and the success of El Salvador, I think part of that is due to their adoption of a Bitcoin standard. Why? Well, we've talked about this many times, right? I know what Bitcoin has done to my life. All of a sudden, when you're saving and earning and mining and whatever which way words you want to give it, right? When you're doing that for a money that increases in purchasing power over time, all of a sudden it gives you hope and the ability to plan for a better future. Most countries and people in those countries are living on a fiat standard, meaning they constantly have to work harder and harder and harder just to be able to afford the things that they were able to afford the year before. So your ability to plan for a future is gone. You constantly have to work harder. And not to mention the fact that that money is being that time is being stolen from you via inflation. What happens when you adopt a Bitcoin standard? That goes away. And are you trying to tell me that it's a coincidence that a country that adopted Bitcoin, therefore changed the operating standard of the country on a nationwide level, are you telling me that that doesn't have an effect? Are you trying to make that argument? I don't believe that. I think to me, it's incredibly obvious because of what I know Bitcoin has done to me specifically. And I know it's done that to Opti, and I'm pretty sure it's done that to Doug. I don't think I've met a Bitcoiner that hasn't been like, yeah, Bitcoin's changed my life. Especially, you know, NVK, CEO of CoinKite, has this in his handle, right? Deterministic optimism. That's what Bitcoin is, in my opinion. The halving ensures that. The absolute scarcity ensures that. Get on the train. Train keeps going, right? You have to take agency. You have to take action and get on that train before it leaves behind. Anyways, check out this article from Reuters. El Salvador president readies bill to eliminate taxes on tech. El Salvador's president Nayib Bukele said on Thursday he will send to the country's Congress next week a bill to eliminate all taxes on technology innovations, as well as computing and communications hardware manufacturing. Quote, next week I'll be sending a bill to Congress to eliminate all taxes, parentheses, income, property tax, capital gains, import tax, tariffs, on technology innovations such as software, programming, coding, apps, and AI development. So think about it. If you're a Bitcoin company, if you're a Bitcoin company and you're paying your tax rate, whatever, you know, again, because Bitcoin lives in cyberspace, because Bitcoin is not geographically dependent on a specific location, you could just move to where you're treated best. And this is the theory of the sovereign individual. Right. This is what they predicted was going to happen with information technologies. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're witnessing it firsthand. Look, it's happening in front of your eyes. Anyways, the tax cut would also encompass computing and communications hardware manufacturing. The Salvadorian leader is eager to make the Central American country a cryptocurrency hub. That's not true. A Bitcoin hub. Adopting Bitcoin as legal tender in 2021 and unveiling plans to create the world's first, quote, Bitcoin city. Absolutely bullish. Anyways, here is a tweet by the Bitcoin office. The Bitcoin office is the National Bitcoin Office of El Salvador under President Bukele. That's right. They got a freaking Bitcoin office, which is badass. I'm going to read you some of this. But basically, this is the law that was signed in. So it says the natural legal persons who benefit from other special tax regimes, such as those included in regulations governing industrial and commercial free zones, those governing international service parks and centers, are among others, will not be able to benefit from this law. The present law shall apply to natural or legal persons, national or foreign, who engage in commercial activities in productive sectors related at least to one of the following areas. A, programming, management, maintenance, consulting, and analysis of computer systems or software. B, the development and marketing of cloud computing and data flow services, artificial intelligence, massive data analysis, distributed ledger technology, cybersecurity solutions. C, technologies based on the manufacturing of parts, materials, and equipment or facilities, assembly, including manufacturing plants or for technological equipment or hardware, semiconductors, communication technology, robotics, nanotechnology, aircraft, and unmanned vehicles. Engineering and systems technologies necessary to integrate basic industrial technologies into global production chains. So tax incentives, it talks about them. I don't know about you guys, but this is incredibly bullish. Another 4D chess move by President Bukele. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. And the reason it doesn't surprise me, I'm going to double down on this, is because he adopted a Bitcoin standard. I think everything gets better when you adopt a Bitcoin standard. Maybe I'm naive to think that, but I really do believe it. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on this, bro?
Well, first and foremost, as someone that's been down to El Salvador since the Bitcoin law, El Salvador is a beautiful country, and I'm very excited to see it prosper going forward into the future. And I think you and I can definitely double down on the idea that Bitcoin will be without a doubt one of the reasons for El Salvador's success. And as we move into a bull run, I think this is going to be uncontentious. Now, that's not to say that El Salvador is perfect, but let's not let perfect be the enemy of good. And I think what they're doing and the improvements that El Salvador has seen in a very short period of time is very bullish, not only for the country of El Salvador, but for something that we talk about a lot here on Simply Bitcoin. And it's the idea, if your government or the country that you live in is taking a negative bent against Bitcoin, then other countries will absorb those Bitcoin businesses. And this news dropping, or this news of El Salvador dropping taxes on tech, is a stark contrast to the posturing we are seeing from the US. And what do I always say? You can't ban yourself from Bitcoin, or you can't ban Bitcoin. You can only ban yourself from Bitcoin. So the more countries, first world countries, try to stop Bitcoin businesses, the more friendly countries will absorb that business and start to prosper. So I think it's just absolutely beautiful that we are seeing the game theory of Bitcoin play out in real time. It's no longer just an ideology. It's no longer just something, you know, a theory that we've taken out of the sovereign individual. We are seeing this happen in real time. The asymmetric technology of encryption is literally allowing the sovereign individual to move anywhere they want at any time. And it's just beautiful to be on the front lines and see this happen. Now, again, you know, there is some things about El Salvador that maybe you may not like. But hey, I think this is still playing out the game theory of Bitcoin, that more countries adopting Bitcoin, more countries having favorable laws in regards to not only Bitcoin, but innovation, is going to further push companies to their country and start to see them prosper more. So not only am I excited to see this happen for El Salvador, but I'd like to see this happen for other countries and other nations around the world. And hopefully we will have more Bitcoin countries and it won't just be El Salvador, but hey, El Salvador is beautiful. They got nice beaches. It's very nice. So, hey, Nico, I don't know, man. Maybe we are going to have to move it down there soon, but I don't know. Maybe not too soon. I don't know.
It sounds very alluring, bro. I don't know. What do you think, Doug? What do you think? Are we just reading into it too much? I feel very confident to say that. I'm telling you that, like, people underestimate the psychological effects of transitioning to a Bitcoin standard.
Well, I mean, I think we have a pretty long road in our cushy first world position. And so I think that, you know, it looks like places like Africa, El Salvador, like places that have basically been screwed by the U.S. dollar standard, the world reserve standard. Those are the ones that seem to be the first to adopt, you know, the whole Bitcoin ethos, right? And I don't think people here are fully going to really get it until they have more of a reason to get it, right? But, you know, we just got to keep pushing and, you know, there's still growth, you know, but it's not, I don't think it's going to see that massive push until, like, there's kind of like an oh shit moment, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Anyways, everybody, let's move on to, I think, another big piece of news for today, which is nearly 10,000 Silk Road Bitcoin were sold by the U.S. government. A court document states that on March 14, 2023, the U.S. government sold 9,861 Bitcoin for a sum of $215 million. After transaction costs, the government received a profit of $215 million, roughly, give or take. The government also disclosed that there are still about 41,000 Bitcoin left to be sold, which they intend to sell over the course of this year in four additional batches. The government has previously sold Bitcoin through auctions, but will instead sell it directly on the open market. Ah, interesting. The darknet marketplace called the Silk Road was used for trading drugs. You guys all know the Silk Road story, you know, free Ross Ulbricht. You guys know the deal, but I don't know, dude, that's a lot of Bitcoin. I think they're going to end up regretting that. In the future. And I think a big question is, who's buying that? Like, is Michael Saylor, like, knocking? It's like, yo, those 9,000 Bitcoin, bro, let me get them, you know? But hey, look, if they've been holding them since the Silk Road times, like, they've made a killing. They've made a lot of money on that. But I think over the next couple of years, they're going to regret selling it. But I don't know, bro. They do. They also do have a money printer. So, you know, I don't think they really care either. Anyways, Opti, what's your take, brother?
Well, I mean, personally, as a Bitcoiner, this is the worst trade ever. And it's not the first time, nor will it be the last time that the government will just have fun staying poor. Like, of course, their fiat bias is showing. And I'm sure, like you said, they have probably got a pretty good gain considering from the time of Silk Road to now. They definitely got, you know, some more fiat for that trade. But I think the real signal here, Nico, is this idea that it's the government selling Bitcoin. And I know we keep posturing, or at least keep seeing bureaucrats posturing, that they want to ban Bitcoin. But I mean, on the one hand, they're selling Bitcoin. And on the other hand, they're saying they're going to ban Bitcoin. Like, which one is it? Obviously, it's kind of leaning towards the idea that I don't think we're going to actually see a Bitcoin ban in the future. It's probably just a lot of posturing and trying to scare and gaslight people away from Bitcoin. But hey, you know, what do I know? I'm just a Bitcoiner reading into things. But I think it's very interesting to go down.
Are we seeing things that were not there? We're just like,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. What is going on? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a very interesting thought experiment. It's like, okay, wait, like, you know, government institutions are selling Bitcoin on the one hand. And then on the other hand, they're saying that they're going to try to ban Bitcoin. It's like, well, which one is it? Is Bitcoin, you know, like back to Lizzie Warren, like is Bitcoin backed by nothing or does it waste too much energy? Like, which one is it? You guys like make your mind up on your messaging because it's not consistent. So whether, you know, like governments can sell Bitcoin, but the citizens can't use Bitcoin, like what is going on here? And I think the difference between their actions and their words is very telling. And I think as Bitcoiners, maybe we do get very paranoid on this idea of like, oh, everyone's coming to attack us. Everyone's trying to kill us. But hey, their actions are speaking a lot louder than their words. And hey, they're holding their Bitcoin. They keep selling their Bitcoin. And I think we'll just see more people get super rich, like Tim Draper that bought the Silk Road Bitcoin. And it's just like, hey, thank you guys. Thank you for giving me this Bitcoin. And you know, what's the Bitcoin mean? You can have fun staying poor.
Dude, I don't know. They should have honestly have saved some for us. That's my take. Anyways, yeah, bro, like think about it. Like Saylor and Tim Draper and all these people, bro, they're stacking all the corn, dude. What are we going to do?
Don't let them take all the corn.
Don't let them take all the corn, right? You got to stand your ground, bro. Fuck that, you know? Anyways, I can't wait to transition to a SAT standard. Like it's going to be delicious. It's going to be good. You know, like now it's like 0.0001 if you buy like $100, like it doesn't feel good. But I remember when like $100 used to buy you like 0.1 or like 0.5, like, dude.
I still do my math by $100 equals a million sats and yeah, I'm way off.
Me too, bro. Do you remember that? It was for so long. You're like $100 a million sats. Fuck yeah. Anyways, what's your take on this, Doug?
Well, I think that... Lagarde has kind of, you know, there's one thing you can say about her, and I think that is like she kind of just comes right out and says it, like what she thinks. Like she says the quiet part out loud, as you guys always say, right? And that is they see it as an escape hatch, which tells you they actually see the legitimacy of it, and they're scared of it, and they don't want people to exit their whole fiat scam that they have going on, and so the last thing they want to plug the holes in the pipe, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I love how you phrase that, right? They want to plug the leaking, the leaks. Like that's literally what it is. Anyways, bro.
Hold on, before you go on, Nico. This is a good question by Lori. Is it legal for the U.S. government to sell something that they may make illegal?
Yeah, 100%. That's what they did in the 6102 order. You guys remember that? All right, if you guys don't remember that, I'll tell you guys. So you know the infamous 6102 order. They took took people's Bitcoin, right? And
gold,
they took,
gold.
It took, sorry, the Freudian slip. They took people's gold, and then they took people's gold. They gave them a certain amount of money, and then the price of gold shot up after that. After they made it illegal, and then they were able to sell at a much higher price. So, like to answer your question, like yeah, like it's rules for thee and not for me, you know. Anyways, that's my take. All right, guys, let's get to the culture. We're gonna talk about what Doug's working on these days. Let's check it out.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, everybody, I want to tell you about Swan's new offer. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you could secure your bright orange future with a Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees, no minimum balance requirements. This is real Bitcoin, non-ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com/IRA for more details. Of course, you can always send me a Twitter DM if you have any questions whatsoever. Also, we were talking about Christine Lagarde. We were talking about all these, I call them monetary demons. I forget what Opti calls them, the unproductive class, or maybe that's Marty Bent. Anyways, you can only partake in the Bitcoin revolution if you're taking self-custody of your Bitcoin. And thing is about self-custody, you want to put your seed on a safe place. You don't want to back up your seed on paper. Paper is prone to water damage, fire damage. A dog could eat it. You definitely want to put your Bitcoin seed, your generational wealth, on a BitPlate. Back up your Bitcoin seed on Steel. Easy to use, hard to destroy. BitPlates Domino are designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed phrases and passphrases made from highly corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel, offering the ultimate protection against extremes of temperatures. You could take advantage of the promo code simply to get 10% off bitplates.com. Anyways, Opti, what are we talking about today, brother?
Well, before we go on, I call them high-level parasites, so let's make that clear. Anyways, we have Doug here, and you guys know me. I've been talking about this on the show for a long time. It's about different ways of creating your local Bitcoin community. Some might call it a Bitcoin bubble. Some might call it a Bitcoin echo chamber. I just like to call it having more friends around that get what you know and you understand. Anyways, Doug hit me up in the DMs the other day, and he's like, yo, can you check out SatMap? What's your thoughts on all this? And I just finally told him, look, bro, just come on. Let's talk about it, and we can connect and understand exactly what you're building. So first and foremost, Doug, what is SatMap, and what is your goal here?
All right, yeah, so SatMap is a site, just a humble little site I created with no huge expectations, really. But of course, hoping for the best, where I just wanted to kind of build a that peer-to-peer type of network, basically, of, like your local butcher or baker, or maybe there's a tradesperson like a plumber or whatever that accepts Bitcoin, so we can find each other. And I was kind of inspired by BTC Map, which is great, and kudos to them. But I found that I was looking for something a little bit different myself as a web designer. I work from home, and I don't want to put my home address onto on there, so I have people visiting me or whatever and saying, hey, can I pay you in Bitcoin? I don't want people showing up to my house, right? So I wanted to connect, a little bit more like local community type of stuff that's not like a visitable location. And I just want to, give Bitcoin or businesses that accept Bitcoin the ability to be found and for people to connect with them. And that's basically it.
Love it. Yeah, I was about to ask you, do you have OPSEC concerns or privacy concerns? But you already answered that, a true Bitcoin company. So the next question, how many companies do you have on here?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I only started it probably even less than a month ago. But I think I'm getting near 30 so far. But I actually have some pretty big names on there so far. I have BTC Sessions, and I've got the Bitcoin Rocks guys and Crypto Cloaks and a whole bunch of others. I've even got I think there's like an optometrist on there and even some like doctors and stuff. So yeah, it's growing, and I think it's just about kind of getting the word out now, So that's what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely love it. What's the process of getting your company on here? They just got to DM you, or what's going on here?
Well, right at the top, there's a button to add. And, you know, basically it's just a form that kind of collects your information. You can add your logo there. I should probably mention that I am implementing a very small listing fee of course, 21,000 sats. I had to go with that number. The reason for that is because I want to keep the spam out. I don't want anybody just to be able to come there and kind of just pollute the, you know, like lessen the quality of the site. So there has to be some quality control. And I also kind of want people to prove that they actually are using Bitcoin. So if they can pay me that small listing fee that proves that they're actually legit and they're not just trying to get like a backlink to their site. So yeah, that's it. Just fill out the form. I kind of like to do a little, like it's just me, you know, I'm one guy and I kind of just vet the listings. I make sure that they're legitimate. I visit their site, you know, make sure they're who they say they are. And then if it checks out, then I list them.
So any company or any service or good that's willing to take Bitcoin, you will add to your site.
Yep. If you take Bitcoin or Lightning, and you can kind of indicate if you're, you know, if you accept one or the other or both. And then the idea is just to make it simple. You can use the filters on the left to easily, you know, filter your search. So if you want to look at all the businesses in your country, for example, or maybe you want to search by the topic of the business, like maybe, you know, it's, I seem to have a lot of coffee, places on there actually. So I have, an El Salvador, coffee roaster on there. They were one of my first, listings. So proud to, have them on there. And, yeah, so there's a few different ways you can search and, it's kind of fun.
Let's go. This is kind of my question is, are people giving discounts through your site, or is it just more of trying to get people to know that there is a circular community building?
I mean, I've noticed that some businesses are offering discounts, to their customers if they use Bitcoin. So that's sort of like their own decision, you know, like how they want to handle that once they have a customer. I personally think it is good to offer some incentive for people to use it. But, you know, like the idea for me here too, though, is like, you know, just that whole circular economy thing, having something that's easy to find local businesses to support that circular economy. It's kind of hard, you know, just, you know, like isolated meetups and stuff like that. Like you can do great with that. I was a little bit inspired by BTC Sessions. You know, Ben was talking about, he's been actively trying to build his little circle of people. Like he has a beef guy and he has, I don't know, like other people that he's trying to build his little network, I guess, so that if, you know, the apocalypse comes, you know, he has people he can go to and get stuff from. So this is that idea, but just online and for more people.
Honestly, Doug, I've been talking about this for a minute, the same idea. I try not to get into like post-apocalyptic Bitcoin doom porn, yeah. But I think it is very important for like-minded individuals to build a community around them. And this is kind of why I'm endorsing this company and hopefully seeing you get more people around us to accept Bitcoin or better yet, just know that you will accept Bitcoin. But as you said, it's only been out for a month. So like, what's been your biggest obstacle?
I would say it's just a matter of, you know, like people finding out about it. I find that most businesses that accept Bitcoin, they kind of jump at the chance to be on here. Like, you know, like, it's not hard to sell them. And I'm not even trying to sell them. It's just like, I have this thing. And if you think it'd be useful, then you're welcome to join us, you know? So, but the whole thing for me with this is just built, you know, kind of eating your own dog food, right? We don't just want to like, I mean, it's good to hodl and hold your Bitcoin, but I also think it's good for us to spend and replace and kind of actually use it for what it was kind of originally intended for, you know?
Let's talk about incentives. So what's your incentive to build this? Are you making money, et cetera, et cetera?
My incentive is that, you know, I've been a web designer. And, you know, for a couple of years, I've been just obsessed with Bitcoin and I've been looking for ways that I can put those two together and I want to contribute something to the community. And so I just have a desire to do that. Any money that comes in basically just kind of covers the cost. Like it's not really that much money. It's just, you know, a listing fee. You know, I'm only one guy, so I'm dedicating my time. I have hosting costs and the domain and, you know, the time I spend on it. So, yeah, I'm not looking to get rich here, but I'm looking to kind of make sure that it's sustainable, you know?
Gotcha. Very, very cool, man. Like, I love that about Bitcoin is that people feel, and it's all about incentives, right? They love Bitcoin. You know, at least for me, I wrote an article for Citadel 21, basically making the case that Bitcoin gave me hope, right? So, you know, what you want to do, you want to contribute. You know, there's what we always talk about, the incentives are aligned in Bitcoin, right? You, by contributing back to Bitcoin, it's benefiting you, obviously, because you're protecting your stack, even though maybe you don't understand that directly, but that's exactly what you're doing. Miners, obviously, they want to make profit, but what are they doing in the process? They're protecting their stack. They're trying to make money. And people that run nodes, what are you doing? You know, you're running a node. Why? Because you probably own Bitcoin. And what are you doing on a fundamental level? You're protecting your stack, right? So everyone's incentives are aligned. And because everyone's incentives are aligned, your actions are actually helping the network. And I think with this example, Doug, you're helping the network in the with the skill set that you have, right? You're a web developer. So, hey, you develop something, right? Opti and I, obviously, we're content creators. So what do? Make fucking content, right? So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, everyone has a role to play in this fight. Everyone has a role in this peaceful revolution. You don't have to be popular on Twitter. You don't have to have a huge following. You don't have to have a podcast. Whatever you feel like contributing is enough. And if you add all of that up, it makes a very, very big difference, right? Number one thing you could do is just help people take self-custody, help people learn about Bitcoin, tell your friends and family. If enough people take self-custody, that's how we win the peaceful revolution. And there's nothing they could do about it. Anyways, Opti, tell you.
Wait, Nico, before we go on, we got a question here in the chat. Do you need help? Someone would love to contribute.
I mean, I might. I'm kind of thinking of ideas of, you know, what can I add to this? What can I do maybe just cool ideas. Like, I have this one idea, for example, of maybe people can vote for businesses that they wish would accept Bitcoin. And maybe they don't accept Bitcoin yet. But if you show them, yeah, there's like 60 people right here that just voted that they wished you accepted Bitcoin. Maybe that would entice them to jump on board. So now that would kind of be orange peeling businesses. So maybe kind of like a little voting system, something like that. I don't know if that would work, but, you know, having a developer, you know, I'm more on the design side than the programming side. So, you know, having people that can help with that would be good.
Love it. One last question, Nico, what would be like the home run process for SatsMap? What is like the tip top idea of what this project could become in your mind?
Well, you know, there's that whole term of, like, you know, what was it, network effect? You know, it's only as good as kind of the amount of people that participate in it. So if it remains at only like 30 businesses, I mean, that's good for, you know, like a smaller amount of people, like for a smaller area. But the idea is that this grows bigger and bigger, and there's, is, you know, every business that accepts Bitcoin is on it. You know, that would be the kind of pinnacle of achievement, I guess.
Love it. All right, Nico, I think we can get into the memes. Everyone's favorite portion of the show.
This is why everyone tunes in. No one gives a fuck about all the other ones. Everyone just like, just want the memes, bro. I'm talking to you, Wine. Let's do it.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by KaboomRax. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is KaboomRax. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRax. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. KaboomRax.
KaboomRax. All right, guys, you already know. This is the meme review.
Kaboom.
This is your favorite portion Ka-boom. Of the show. Tweets of the bullets.
Rax.
Is he doing it again? Tweets of the bullets, meme to the artillery. As you guys know, all right, stop. I'm unmuting you. As you guys know, You guys send us the memes on Twitter. Send us the memes on the Telegram group. Nico's laughing in the background. And we will review them live. So continue to send the memes because, hey, I know some people say memes don't work, but it's memes all the way down. Continue to put truth in art. Continue to ridicule the monetary demons, the unproductive class, the high-level parasites, and continue to get the calls of actions out there so that more people know what to do. Do not just stop halfway and make a funny. Try to make some funnies and get people taking sats into self-custody using your favorite wallets. Anyways, this is the meme review, so let's just jump into it. This first one is by Giacomo Zucco. I think I said that right. I usually mess up his name. And this is the classic play on the rope meme. And you guys can barely see it, but it's a little blurry and it's got a door and it's Bitcoin maximalist. And then another door of bloodiness and it goes Bitcoin maximalist. And then another Bitcoin maximalism is dead. And now he's knocking on the last door, which is Bitcoin maximalism. And the Grim Reaper is just confounded because he's like, wow, I thought I killed Bitcoin maximalism in the past, but no. Bitcoin maximalism will never die. Our ranks are growing stronger by the block. Anyways, this next meme is by Ropium. He did tear me a new one in the DMs yesterday because I butchered his meme. Well, this one's pretty easy. We got Rope's head on a guy with a leather jacket and a bat, and it looks like there's a dead body in the car. I honestly, Nico, I didn't see that part of this meme. And it says, government propaganda. Memers are demolishing the government propaganda, and this is why the meme review and the memes are so important, because tweet to the bullet, the memes are the artillery in this information war. This next one, I know you guys saw this on Twitter, and everyone is doing a mass exodus from Twitter to Noster, because as RDBTC put on this meme, what the hell is this, Elon? Why is there a Doge logo on my Twitter? He is pumping and dumping Doge. Like, it is absolutely criminal. I think Elon Musk might be an enemy to mankind. Hey, I'll take that one on the chest, Nico. And this next one is by BTC Park. And he goes, what the fuck, Elon? And he put a little yellow logo, guys. If you know, you know. Because we got a
Malaka.
Yellow. Honestly, I would endorse this new symbol of Twitter if there was a little yellow on it. Okay, this next meme is by Maxi's Club, and I thought it was fitting following the whole Elon Musk Doge debacle that is a continuous train wreck. And Maxi's Club has a Bitcoin Maxi, a Pepe the Frog Bitcoiner here, and it just says, trying to convince crypto noobs to do research before blindly investing into dog and shit coins. And it's a Bitcoin maxi talking to a brick wall. This is exactly the feeling I think all of us feel consistently when we try to orange pill people that are shit coiners. Anyways, this next one is by Saylor, at Michael Saylor on Twitter. And he goes, cancel the noise, listen to Bitcoin. And we just got this AI-generated headphones with a Bitcoin logo on it because Bitcoin is the signal. Bitcoin maxis are the way.
I love that.
Follow the Bitcoin signal. This is the way. This is the only thing that's going to actually make it through the great transition, guys. Your shitcoin is not going to survive the great transition. It is only going to be Bitcoin. And by shitcoin, I do mean your fiat dollars, your fiat currencies. And this next one, shout out to my boy, Hoddle Tarantula. It's not so much the picture, but this is a good picture. I'm pretty sure this is an AI-generated meme here. It's a picture of what looks like a Greek god holding
Zeus.
Is it Zeus?
It's actually, you know, like if you guys want to look like what you want to know what yellow looks like, that's him. He just has like a, like an interesting voice, but that's what his figure looks
yes,
like.
Yes. Okay. So we have Zeus here. Zeus here, or AKA a Greek god holding the Bitcoin logo. But the real meme here is Hoddle Tarantula giving us life advice on his Twitter consistently. I'm a huge fan of it. And he goes, wherever you are, there you are. Escaping the issues of the world rarely occur by escaping a place or people. Where true solace lays in escaping and rebuilding the self. You cannot always change the outside world or people, but you can change your perception of it. And the hidden red between the lines is,
take Bitcoin into self-custody, provide the value, save in Bitcoin, change your worldview. Bitcoin changes you. You don't change Bitcoin. And I know all you guys out here as Bitcoiners have felt this process. I have gone through the process. Nico has gone through the process. I'm sure Doug has gone through the process. Once you get on the Bitcoin standard, what's Nico always say? Your operating system.
No, that's not my original
it's
idea.
CK, shout I know, out to it's CK, but yeah. you stole it and you say it all the time. Guys, change your operating system. Get on the Bitcoin standard.
It's open source, brother. We all build on each other's
open,
shit.
Open source memes. Shout out open source memes. And change your life, guys. It's very simple. It honestly, you guys are going to hear it tomorrow on the IRL that we recorded this morning. They said the same thing, and obviously a lot more eloquent than I can, but they said the same thing of just change your operating system, get on the Bitcoin standard, and your not only your worldview, but your life will get better. Everything improves on the Bitcoin standard, as we've shown with El Salvador today. Anyways, Nico, guys, drop your meme review score in the chat, and we will cover it live. My meme review score for today, Nico, is this piece of wood that got broken off of, I think it was like a charcuterie board, but I just found it this morning. It's a broken piece of wood.
Charcuterie. Oh, Opti's very fucking sophisticated.
I have some culture.
Anyways, Opti, let's point down at the same time. Guys, check us out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Fountain. Audio version of this show, and Opti is kind enough to read the Fountain comments on Friday. No, but seriously, we appreciate you guys. Literally keeps us on the show. Anyways, Doug, before I give my score, what are you going to give that?
I will give it 5 Elizabeth Warren tears.
Let's go.
That's a fucking great score. Okay. Opti, I'm going to give it a light blue Sharpie. Have you ever seen a Sharpie this color? Probably not. Anyway,
no, I'm colorblind, remember?
Anyways, that's our scores. Guys, before we move on to the guest scores, we want to give a shout out to the Bitcoin company. They are a Bitcoin company. It's a clothing company.
They're on the Bitcoin standard.
They're on a Bitcoin standard, right? Our boys at Represent, they make some of the most comfy merch. My favorite, the Represent Camo Simply Bitcoin hoodie. It's absolutely sold out. You can't buy any more. All of the Simply Bitcoin merch is actually sold out. You can't buy more of
Wait, on that note though, shouts out to all you guys that did support Represent and the Simply Bitcoin theme merch, because we sold it out. I think we did way better than we thought. It's completely gone. I think we need to push Represent to make some more merch, because you guys obviously want it, and we're still getting hit up about, yo, when are we going to get more Simply Bitcoin / Represent merch? So shouts out to you guys. Really means a lot to us. I can't wait to see you guys wearing it live at Bitcoin Conference 2023.
100%. 100%. Anyways, everybody, let's, you know, from now on, Opti, Let's make the meme score. When we read out, it's now Represents. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get through some of the things. We got Elaine, but first, Opti.
Elaine, more Bukeles in Central and South America and worldwide. Bitcoin standard everywhere. Pedro, meme score. Get that bread. Only 21 million. Very, very nice. Mr. Robot, rate those memes 2 grenade cozies from Crypto Cloaks. Igor, I give those memes God's butter.
What's that?
I'm Bitcoin Becca. I give those memes 21 zaps on Noster. Very, very nice.
Okay, hold on. That's not a meme score. It's not a meme score, but I'm gonna make it a meme score.
We're out of time. Opti is colorblind because he only sees the orange. Very, 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 very nice. Anyways, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. We apologize for being a little bit tardy today, but you guys are gonna freaking love this episode. Opti, should we drop it tonight, brother?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Tell them what it is now, since we're going to drop it today.
Should we drop it today or should we drop wait for tomorrow? Let's wait for tomorrow.
Well, at least sneak peek it. Sneak peek who it is.
Okay. We got American Hoddle and Preston Pish holding it down on Simply Bitcoin IRL. It's going to be a really, really dope episode. I really enjoyed the convo, dude. It was so good. Really, really enjoyed it. You guys are gonna love it. We'll drop it. Let's drop it tomorrow 5 p.m. I don't know. Let us know in the comments when we drop this episode. Let us know in the comments.
But, yeah, we usually do them live.
For now, 5 p.m. It's still going to be live. It's still going to premiere live. Anyways, tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Preston Pish, American Hoddle, Simply Bitcoin, IRL, and we also have David Zell coming in as well. We're going to be dropping that episode on Friday. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Anyways, guys, if you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Make sure to smash that like button. If you really enjoyed the show, consider subscribing. And of course, number one thing you could do to help the peaceful Bitcoin revolution is share Bitcoin content. Our content, share Bitcoin content. Corey just dropped a shorty. Check out his personal profile. He's asking Tim Pool. Yo, Tim Pool, what's up? Corey gets on Timcast. Holy cow. We got to break through the Bitcoin echo chamber. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. Bitcoin content and Bitcoin stuff in general, we're within an echo chamber. We have to break through that, right? Every tweet that you like, every tweet that you retweet, every meme that you make, it all plays a role. And in Doug's case, right? A website that he made, man, this is all about, you know, giving value to the thing that, at least in my particular case, gave me purpose once again. Anyways, love you all. See you tomorrow, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply Bitcoin Live.